creativity and ideas of others. You have endured soulless, manufactured music, the result of a nation sponsored by fast food. But the time has come to stand up and take back your ability to choose what you want and experience the music they don't want you to hear. If you are hearing this transmission, welcome to the revolution. Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio.
Justin McPatches, bitches.
Hey, Ric Flair will be going, as many people say, for the final time for the World Heavyweight title. For a man who's won it five times, Rick, how does this extra pressure affect you?
Well, what it tells me, Lance Russell, is today, I've got the style and profile like never before. Steamboat, let me go on record as telling the whole world you are the greatest wrestler on the face of this earth. But, pal, today, right here, you gotta beat Ric Flair one more time. Remember, Steamboat? And, pal, I'll kiss your boots if you can do it. But to be the man, you gotta beat the man. And I'm saying, Woo! Right here in Nashville, Tennessee, pal, I'm the man. Ric Flair and Steamboat, you're gonna be mine! Woo!
Justin Jordan.
What don't you fucking understand?
That is a fucking asshole.
Not for air. Underground Radio.
You're not wrong. I am pretty much an asshole. Welcome to Throwback Thursday, sponsored by Surge. Yes, those of you who are probably in their 20s and 30s and a little bit older, well, late 20s. Late 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever. Surge, yes. And for those of you in England, Sandy, who doesn't know what Surge is, Surge was this, like, it was like an energy drink before there were energy drinks. It was back in the day in the 90s. It was like, as a soda, but it was like Mountain Dew times 10, as Jeff likes to call it. And it's like really, really, really full of carbs and sugar and caffeine. How much caffeine's in this thing? Let's see. Calories. It doesn't say caffeine count, though. It's weird. Sugars is 56 grams. Woo! I'll tell you the caffeine. But, I mean, and it's the tall boys. But, like, this was the energy drink way before Red Bull and all that stuff. So much that it was eventually taken off the market. But it's back. We had some back at Reunite Fest last year. But it was, like, only online. And it was, like, fucking expensive as fuck to get from Amazon. But now it's back in stores. Which stores? I'm not going to tell you. Why? Because here's my problem with that. If you text me or if you, like, write me on Facebook, I'll probably tell you in a message. But not in public because I don't want every asshole in town suddenly, like, whooping on Facebook. Look, I have Surge, too. I'm so cool. I don't want to be ruined by assholery. I mean, it's more of one of those things where it's better to tell somebody in person to see the look on their face. And they'd be like, holy Christ, and you tell them, and then they go and, yeah, old school style, not this massive Facebook thing. So I'm not going to do it. But we have it. We had it last night at Starbucks, and I'm doing it now for when I'm doing this show. But, I definitely want to drink this shit before we do the caffeinated podcast again. That for sure will be fucking crazy. Speaking of which, the new episode will be out soon. I've been very busy, so I don't have it done yet. But I put out stuff by the Drunkenated English Cast. An interview done by our buddy Scott Dixon from Cutthroat Metalcast and Nation of the K. He was at a metal show over the weekend. He did a little interview, so that was awesome. It's all on Podbean, so go to notforairpodcast.podbean.com or go to podbean.com and type in Mick Patches Media. It's all there. So that's going on. It's officially fall. So, hey, everybody, enjoy that. That's awesome. Next week's show is the 1st of October. I know. I'm so happy I get to do the show on the first day of October. Which means there's going to be 31 days of pure fucking horror and awesomeness. Now, I know what you're saying. Well, McPatches, if you do horror on this show, what's going to be different than Underground Horror Radio? Well, Underground Horror Radio has my wife on it, for one. Two, this one, I think this entire month I'll be able to actually talk about horror movies in more detail than I get to do on Underground Horror Radio. Not to say that that show won't be amped up too, because you got to remember we're horror fans year round. But October, it's like we go Super Saiyan 3. Those of you who like Dragon Ball throwback. So anyway, get ready for that kind of stuff. But now the reason why I'm excited about the Surge was because even though I'm like in my 30s, it's like I see it and it's like 16-year-old me is like fucking A. And the nights of playing like Mortal Kombat and Turok. And staying up all night with your buddies and playing round and round and round in video games and listening to either CDs or tapes or the buzz at the time. And just having a good time. No social media. No depressing Facebook and all their political bullshit that goes with it. It was just, you know, hanging out with your friends. And it reminds me of that, you know. It just, could I stay up all night now and drink all this? Probably not. Not if I have to go to work. Not if I want to function as an adult, sort of. But that's the fun of it. It's like, for 5 minutes, I'm not an adult anymore. It's awesome. But, you know, it's cool. And, you know, obviously it's not good for you. But then again, either is vaping, either is smoking crack, either is heroin, acid. Then again, drinking alcohol is probably not good for you either, but we still do that. So, whatever. As an adult. But it's very awesome. You know, summer not for air is over. So this is it. This is the last episode of the summer not version. Which there isn't really anything different. It's just that a lot of stuff that we do happens in the summer. You know, this summer we had a good summer. We had our English friends, Sandy and Liam, from Bristol came over for my birthday around that time. We had, you know, that. We had our 5-year anniversary for Not For Air. Me and Nicole's anniversary. Pure Honey, that anniversary. A lot of good shows. I saw Social Distortion and The Misfits in a 2-day span next to each other from state to state. That was cool. You know? So, and we're leaving on a good note. It's you know, now we're going to really focus on underground horror radio and that stuff for at least the month of October. Amp it up. So, if you're not a fan of Halloween or horror, then you shouldn't be listening to this show or fucking underground horror radio, because that's all it's going to be for the next 31 days. Okay, not actually 31 days on here, because this show's a weekly thing. So, 4 weeks. So, sorry. Too bad. But we got a lot of good shows coming up this weekend, including from earlier band that we played, our good friends at Spicoli, are playing tomorrow night at Oceanside. Now, I tell you a lot more in detail, but Facebook is fucking up, at least when I'm doing this show. So hopefully by the time you can listen to this, it's better. But just go to, essentially, if you're in, first of all, if you're on the Treasure Coast, what am I even telling you? You already know this is happening. This is going to be the biggest event on Friday that isn't going to take place at some damn dive bar full of drug addicts in St. Lucie. Now, this is Jensen Beach at Oceanside. It's Break the Hero's CD release, split EP, with Break the Hero and Playing with Blood, Spicoli, OSF, and a new band that's been around for a little bit now, that's actually a lot of, I don't know, talk about it going on, is the Menstruals, which we'll play a little bit of that. They're also playing at Flaunt tonight with Bonnie Wright at Respectables, if you happen to be in the car listening to this. Ha! And on your way. So that's cool if you want to do that. So there's that. So tomorrow night is going to rock. Saturday I'll be at PalmCon down in Palm Beach at the Convention Center, if you want to hang out. If you're into comic books or collectibles, Star Wars, cosplay, all that cool stuff. I'll be there. Morbid Movies will be there. If you happen to love the original Godzilla that's you know, from Japan, that was in black and white and subtitled, then definitely go to Morbid Movies at the Movies of Lake Worth on Friday night as well, if you happen to don't want to be listening to music. And then Saturday, Morbid Movies will be at PalmCon as well. Now Sunday, again, Facebook's fucking up, so I'm going to go off of memory. Stoked, which is, I believe, a musical organization, is putting together this autism awareness show. And again, don't have the details in front of me because Facebook's fucking up. Oh, maybe it's not now. Hold on. You know what? Let me see if it works. Because I'd feel bad. Because this is a good cause. And I do usually care about other people besides myself, believe it or not. Not by many, but, you know, it happens. Let's see. Stoked. Take over Terra Firmata. There it is. Okay, it's working. Thank goodness. So, Stoke takes over Terra Firmata to raise money for Treasure Coast Autism Project. It's over at Terra Firmata and Stewart by downtown. They got a band lineup: El Brujo, Victoria Lee, Zach Jones, Deal Jams, Take Warning, Break the Hero, Not Spices, and Cody and the Qualified. They got artists and vendors. It's $5. It's not bad. Go hang out. We'll be there as well. Not For Air, doing the last public Not For Air appearance after this weekend, for at least for the till New Year, probably. At least definitely not in October, because that's going to be all underground horror radio. But yeah, definitely check it out. It's going to be a fun event. It's a good cause. Please go. Great bands. You know, we actually have a lot of good bands in the area, so definitely be aware of that. Anyway, speaking of which, let's play some more tunes. I'm over talking to you people. I am. Okay, so we'll play some tunes, and we'll come back and bullshit some more. All right? In the meantime, tip your bartender, have a drink, and drink Surge. Bye. Alone now, and she'll be tired of wasting all the time with me. And welcome back to Not For Air Underground Radio here on PodunkRadio.com and also Metal Zone Radio as well out of Melbourne, Florida. Yes. So anyway, I was thinking how awesome that Podunk is and Metal Zone and all these internet radio stations that are out there doing their thing. And it's cool. It really is. I mean, I know podcasting now has become this popular thing, much like photography was in 2011, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. In fact, people and me, I go back and forth with this because I really love radio, and it's like, hey, McPatches, why not be on FM? Well, for one, they won't hire me. Ha-ha. Two, because I can't say fuck. And three, because they won't hire me. But more importantly than that now, I'm starting to realize that I don't really want to be on the mainstream anyway. Yes, it'd be nice to maybe get paid some money to do radio. But at the same time, with a show like this where I can pretty much do whatever I want, a station like Podunk that gives the Sick Boys radio, Loud, Fast, and Shitty, Best Tables in Hell, our buddies over at Brothers Grimm, The Bastard Club. I was trying to think if I missed anything else. Anyway, Underground Horror Radio. All these great shows, a chance to pretty much do what they want, play great underground unknown tunes, and some stuff that you might know. It's at a point where this is almost like back in the day with trading tapes. Now, granted, it's on a wider scale being online, and we have people in England that love us, and Ireland, and other awesome countries out there, that Canada, that are out there. And that's the cool thing about it. It's so diverse. And so, yeah, it's not necessarily a mainstream thing. But, I'm glad that it's not. I like the underground aspect of it. I do like that it might not be welcomed by everybody because of how crass we can be. And it's one of those things that might get you in trouble if you listen to it somewhere in public. It's nice. It really is. And it's punk rock. Punk rock is awesome. There's a lot of great music out there. And, although today's alternative is completely different than when I was younger with Surge. You can't see a picture of me, but it's here. But, it's that's what I'm saying. Like, my alternative growing up was Sublime, which they ever played. Real Big Fish, Alice in Chains, Nirvana, although they were well overdone by the time I got to high school. By then it was already the Foo Fighters. So, that's and now we got Mumford and Sons, and I can't even name half of the newer alternative bands they play on the FM now. I guess Lord, but not really. Imagine Dragons, I guess, is another one. And I'm not saying they're actually bad. For what it is, it's fine. And this is what kids, because that's the target audience, is kids and teens and like 20s. The stuff they play at Flaunt Menstruals, which we played earlier, that was that really garage sounding stuff, which I liked. Stuff like that, Bonnie Raitt. That's what the kids are into now. With this show, I like to throw a lot of this punk, old school stuff in there, too. Because that's the stuff that was around And there's so many different areas in the world where there's people doing their own thing. Austin's a big one, I heard. Charlotte had some stuff, but it wasn't in the city. I heard Asheville's got a lot of stuff. And there was a little bit of a, I wouldn't say a scene in Virginia Beach, but people were doing their own thing. West Palm is all right. You know, Lake Worthless, which I can say because I'm from there. So, fuck you. You never know. Plenty of cool stuff out there. Just do your thing. I know, I'm kind of stuffy. A little bit sick, but, you know, like I said, we got a huge show tomorrow night. Joe Dyer's birthday, Ramsey Reed's birthday. Spicoli's playing, awesome. Of course, Break the Hero, I'm playing with Blood, OSF, the Menstruals. Sunday, the autism awareness thing is huge. You know, PalmCon's a cool underground, it's going on five or four years. Collectibles convention next month, Spooky, which is this big thing. So it's a lot of fun. You know, we had Green Jello. Green Jello just played. So I know a lot of Green Jello fans out there who approving again. Another guy that just goes from place to place, flies out, hangs out with his friends and plays music with, you know, a band that's there. And dresses up as punk rock puppets. I mean, the guy figured it out. I mean, he does everything booking through Facebook and friends. So, if you want to, you know, that's pretty hardcore. So, speaking of Break the Hero, by the way, if you have not heard the super long hour, almost an hour and a half, maybe an hour less, Break the Hero interview that we did last week, which is on Podbean. You gotta go to Podbean. It's free. Go check it out. It's fucking hilarious. Those guys are awesome. I'm so happy they did the interview again. We hung out. We just bullshitted. It was nice. I always enjoy those. So, in fact, go there and listen to everything we got on Podbean. There's other interviews. I did one with Drew Edwards. And then if you go to notforairbandcamp.com, plenty of interviews on there. In fact, 90% of it besides a couple comp albums, it's all interviews. Same thing with Underground Horror Radio at Bandcamp as well, if you're into horror stuff. So definitely check that out. Anyway, enough of that yippee-yap. We're going to play some new stuff that I downloaded from Dying Scene. Enjoy.
a thousand miles wide. With seeds of doubt, so nothing good can ever grow. Will she, won't she, does she, don't she, I just need to know.
Oh, this is for Steve, who might like the pipe. We're not sure. Anyway, that's for all those thirsty motherfuckers out there who think they're slick. Anyway, good news. The next song is the Surge throwback song of the day. Anyway, if you ever played Tony Hawk 2, here you go.
Thank you. just another Saturday. It's just another Saturday.
Up, you know, get their Macintosh computers out and hire DJ Fuckhead. I'm Fuckhead, DJ Fuckhead. I know talent. I know talent. No talent. I play other people's records. These like super self-important guys who carry suitcases of records. And what are you? I'm a musician, man. I'm a DJ. You're a fucking thief of music. You're a record player. You're You can kiss my fucking ass. Okay?
All right, time to play another round of the first time we've ever actually played this game. I don't know why I called it that. McPatches tries DJing. Those of you who don't know this, and by the way, this is all for fun, so if you really get butthurt by this, then you're a bitch. Simple as that. You know, I just, people who go to clubs and DJ and hit buttons, I just, whatever. I think a live band. Now, don't get me wrong, it's not easy. Some people actually have really good talent with this, others do not. So this is for you. If you've ever seen the video put out, Worst Mix Ever, not NFA, Robot Worst Mix Ever, it's on YouTube, it's hilarious. I try to mix stuff together and videotape the robot suit. So now we're going to play that game, so fuck yourself. But I got everything set up in a certain way, so it's pretty hilarious. Enjoy. We're going to try this now, ready? Let's try to guess the song. So good in my life. I wouldn't ask if you. Good eye, sniper. You are shooting, and you ride the That's what Slipknot sounds like when it's slow. Anyway, anybody else bored now? I am. Anyway, that's me trying to play DJ Hero, and as usual, it's not very good. It's like a bad cover. You know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna play some of this because she's awesome. Enjoy.
She's alive, she's vile, Miss Frankenstein. Heartless scientist across the line.
We're out of here. Thank you for listening. Next week starts our fall season, I guess, show. Halloween, mostly. So we're excited for that. Yeah, that's it. We're out. Thanks for listening. See you this weekend. I'm going to leave you with some stuff that truly does rock, besides Miss Venus DeVilo, all the way from Ireland. But yeah, tune in. Have a good time. Do your own thing. Don't be a douchebag. And slow down on your bro dozers, because your giant, enormous monster truck vehicles are queer. Bye.
With friends like you, who needs enemies? You ain't right, you ain't never gonna be. You're out of the car, I'm afraid to bend the incline. You shake my hand while you're pissing on my leg. I'm cutting you loose, I don't need this misery. Your soul is toxic, you ain't no friend of
loving it.
This is Not For Air Underground Radio.